Sanibonani Molweni, Kamalam Guzandi Demkwati, and welcome and thank you so much for joining us for another thought-provoking episode of Not Yet Uhuru. Today we are going to delve deeper on the social issue of single motherhood, and we are going to look at why addressing this issue is important and how it can be addressed moving further. And to do that, we're going to have four guests who will be helping us to dig and dive deeper on this issue. We're going to have a representative from FAMSA, Agnes, and we're also going to be interviewing Ulerato, which she's also a 35-year-old single mother. And we also have a former fellow from Tekano, a drama therapist and an activist, Uputisibusiso, as well as Usisanda, who's from Pilisa Sisterhood. A little bit about the name of the podcast, for those who don't know. Uhuru means it's the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the highest point in Africa. Uhuru, it is also the Swahili word for freedom and independence. And however, the song in the background, like Mama Letambuli's song, Not Yet Uhuru, has layered this meaning of Uhuru with not only just political freedom, but also the pursuit of economic freedom and freedom from poverty, which you may agree with me that these are challenges that single mothers face in South Africa, you know, struggling financially and oftentimes finding themselves in positions of very unfortunate positions, excuse me. And according to the Human Sciences Research Council and the South African Race Solutions Institute, about 60% of South African children have absent fathers, and more than 40% of South African mothers are single parents. I think this is a struggle and it's worth being attended to. Hence, today we are going to be joined by these four guests. And to begin and to kickstart the conversation, I'm going to join us, play a clip from one of our guests, Agnes from FAMSA. Because of COVID, we couldn't do the interview in person. We did the interviews, not in person. So basically what is going to happen, a little bit about the structure of the podcast. Every time it's a space, a time for one of the guests to contribute, I'll just play their clip. But this is Not Yet Uhuru, and today we are looking at the single motherhood, the issue of single motherhood, and we'll be joined on the studio by four guests. Enjoy.
Hey, thank you very much. I did get your WhatsApp, and thank you very much for the call. My name is Agnes. I've been working for FAMSA since 2011. I'm the social worker there. And then at FAMSA, we specialize in marriage counseling, trauma counseling, and grieving and divorce counseling, and many other social work-related issues, which are more on family preservation. So that is our special area. So my thought about single motherhood is that it's very challenging, it's not easy, especially when you raise kids. Even if you can be financially stable, at some point the kids challenge you in a sense that they are uncontrollable and they need the support from the father's side as well. And then sometimes as a single mother, when you invite that parent or the father to come into assisting the child, they don't agree to come, so it's a challenge as well. What that the single mothers need is psychological support, it's financial support as well. I think those two, financial and psychological support, so that they can always be there for their kids, even emotional support too. Thank you very much.
And that was Agnes from FAMSA Boxback Branch. You can get hold of Agnes on 011-892-4272. Or alternatively, you can Google FAMSA because they have a number of branches and you can get hold of one next to you. Now, some of the things that Agnes shared, and I feel that they're important to, you know, stress upon, is the issue of single motherhood in South Africa. It is a huge problem because it puts severe psychological and financial strain on both mothers and their children. And as of 2015, they share the Bogen Project that half of the South African population has been living under the official poverty line, and homes headed by Black African women are at the greatest risk of impoverishment. And some of the things that, you know, the Bogen Project highlights is that boys that grow up in fatherless homes, they display aggression. They you know, this is part of their hyper-masculine behavior. And some of these boys go on to criminal activities and addiction. And as for fatherless girls, they are more likely to engage in high-risk sexual behaviors and unplanned pregnancies. And this is why it is important to engage and for this project to be materialized, to be implemented in communities where single mothers and their children will be taken care of. But now I'm going to connect us to our next guest, Olerato, who's 33, Olerato Mokomo, a 33-year-old single mother.
Hey, Zandi. Okay. I am Lerato Mokomo. I am 33 years old and I have a 5-year-old daughter, very precious and very beautiful. I am a single parent, yes, and I've been a single parent for as long as my daughter has been alive, so about 5 years. To touch briefly on some of the joys of being a single parent, I'll definitely sound like a wet panty when I say this, but I struggle to find the small joyful moments in between of being a single parent, but every day I have to push through that. I think one of the small joys is just seeing my daughter smile, getting her something as small as a Twinkie, knowing that she appreciates it, being able to give her hugs, knowing that she's been fed. I think those are some of the small joys. To touch on the struggles is having to be a single parent by myself, which is a very difficult, and I think the most difficult part is it infiltrating to my emotional state. Being a woman that suffered with anxiety a lot, so on most days, to put it lightly, I feel like a freak because I try not to let that affect her, but I think that's part of my biggest struggle with navigating daily with her being a single parent, trying to make sure that none of that affects her, making sure that she's healthy emotionally, physically. It's just taking a lot more away from me than I feel like I'm adding to her, so it's something that I'm continuously conscious about. What I think would maybe alleviate the way that I'm feeling, I think for now it's maybe trying to reach out to find a support group to make myself feel like I'm not the only person going through this, to make me feel like I'm normal, in inverted commas. So reaching out to someone that maybe is always struggling from anxiety, knowing that I am doing a good job, even though I don't feel like it on a lot of days, I think that would be a start, yeah.
And that was Lerato's interview. So Lerato articulated her needs, and most of what Lerato has spoken to is what the overall project, Ukwezi the project, is aiming to do. Ukwezi is a project behind Not Yet Uhuru the podcast. Ukwezi aims to, you know, address the issue of single motherhood, looking at two pillars. One pillar around the psychological and the emotional support of both the single mother and the child, as well as the financial aspect of it. But for now, without wasting time, I'm going to play a clip. It's Busi. So one gentleman who's joining us, Busiso, who is a former fellow, Tekano fellow, a drama therapist as well as an activist. Enjoy.
Did this all start? So what I found is that when way back when mining was introduced into Africa, so because of capitalism, I can say that is that men, because of their physical strength, were then forcefully removed from the household or having roles in the household to go and work in mines and whatnot. And yeah, because of that history, then we then tend to, as a society, to accept that reality that a man must be moved away from the family or household primary caregiving roles. And then later on, when we went into democracy, we then did a mistake of reintegrating women into what we would call male roles. So like typically you would have a CEO, because that was previously men's job. So you'd have a CEO, and the intentions to bring women into spaces of of what would be called main roads. But at the same time, we haven't done the other way around of taking men from this idea that they were removed from family structures and household into reintegrating them back, and in that way redefining their role in the households, that it cannot just be just financially providing money and that's it. And then that will then influence how we choose and structure our employment or career roles. So in that way, if we can reimagine men as primary caregivers in our household, and then that could then replicate to it happening within our career choices and field of work. Yeah. And what is my thinking about single motherhood? I think as a country, we're at a space where we are facing that challenge. But also what I think is that there's a sense that because of this historical removal of men in households, then we, as I said, we then started accepting that that's how things should be. The father must always be away. So then, because we haven't reimagined that, yeah, so I think it happens because through capitalism and systems of operation of oppression, like apartheid and whatnot, men were removed, and then therefore mothers remained alone, and then we have just like take upon that thing and that legacy. We haven't really integrated. How do we reintegrate?
And that was Sibusiso's interview, and he highlighted this huge phenomenon around, you know, how the apartheid regime has, contributed to the destruction of a black family structure. And, you know, this has contributed to the single motherhood, the rise of single motherhood. But the question remains, what about the men that are not in the mines, who are not working in town, who are with, you know, not far from their children, who are choosing not to take on the role of a father? And I guess part of this conversation or this proposition, you know, for this project is to have such conversations. But the great thing that I want to also mention is that the South African government has recognized the importance and the seriousness of poverty in single mother households. And they have since adopted the National Development Plan Vision 2030 to raise the living standards and providing public services and reducing severe poverty and inequality. And that gives us hope that a project such as Kwezi will be able to play a key role in ensuring that this vision is achieved. But now, just to end the conversation, I'm going to play a clip by Sisanda from Pilisa Sisterhood, and we're going to understand more what single motherhood does both to the mother and the child. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Zandi. My name is Sisanda Mdledle. I'm a married mother of four. I'm a system analyst by profession, and I'm the founder of the organization called Pilisa, which means be healed. Pilisa Sisterhood. The main mission of Pilisa is basically just to see hearts and minds restored from pain and hurt through Jesus Christ, who binds up the brokenhearted. We do this through utilizing our free online counseling platforms. On our Instagram page, we hold healing conversations where we invite women to share about their brokennesses and equip, you know, the listeners with practical tools to recover and heal. Okay, and just to share my thoughts about single motherhood, the thing about it is that it's a lifelong journey. It's not a single incident that happens and you can somehow forget about it and move on. I feel like daily women, you know, the single mothers, even yearly, like they feel the gap, they see the gap when they're raising their children on their own. There's that constant reminder, you know, when you run into different challenges and situations in terms of like not having enough finances to do certain things, or let's say that now your son is at a certain stage, you know, he wants to speak up about certain things, and there are only like those conversations that he can only have with men or have with his father. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they get lost and confused. You know, they have identity crisis issues. And yeah, it really becomes hard on the mothers and on the children. So, and sometimes how other parents deal with this is that you see them overcompensating, over spoiling their children. Some are just purely overwhelmed, seeking help.